The smell of freshly brewed coffee wafted through the room as four delegates arrived for the first session of the Governor's Effective Board Member Programme. Peacock was annoyed and wasn't in a mood to disguise it.
"This is a ridiculous waste of my time. I've served on boards for years. Any organisation would be lucky to have me. Then, at my annual appraisal, my chair tells me I have to complete this programme. It's ludicrous."
Penguin beamed at Peacock and said, "That does sound strange. Why did your chair insist you came on the programme when you're clearly so experienced?" Peacock snorted and said with a heavy tone of sarcasm,
"Apparently I have been rude to other board members. Frankly, I don't see it. I don't want to be here. I don't need to be here, but if I don't complete this programme, I could lose my board position, so they say."
B was busily shuffling printouts of emails confirming the programme details and wasn't paying too much attention to Peacock.
"What about you, B?" asked Peacock. "What brings you here?"
"Sorry," said B, looking up with a distracted frown. I was thinking about something else. What did you say? Why am I here? Well, I'm always keen to learn new skills and find out about things, so when my fellow board members and the staff at our organisation suggested I come along, I was up for it. Knowledge is power, but I've got a lot to do. Excuse me, I must check my emails."
The B's long-suffering fellow board members were actually very weary of B's constant flight from one activity to another without finishing anything, and lengthy speeches that rarely moved things forwards and just made meetings last twice as long as they should. They'd heard about a footballer who'd completed the EBM programme and was now sitting on the board of a club in the English Premier League as a director of football. His experience in football, combined with his newfound governance knowledge, made him an important part of the strategic leadership at the club, so they thought the programme could probably help B too. Friendly Penguin glanced at Frightened Rabbit in the corner and preening Peacock and said with a smile, "Well, I just came along because B and I are great friends, and when I heard about it I thought it would be good fun. A chance to meet new people and maybe open doors for me. I'm not sure if I'll get much out of the programme, but I'm a people person, so it's a great way to spend some time." Rabbit looked worried.
I found the programme on the internet. Do you think it's all right that I came along? I just worry so much that I don't know anything about governance. Do I have what it takes to be a board member? Am I doing it for the right reasons? I'm really not sure if I'm up to this."
There was a snort from Peacock, who said curtly, "If you're even thinking that, then you are probably in the wrong place." B sighed and looked sympathetically in Rabbit's direction for just a moment.
I'd like to help, but while I sympathise, Rabbit, it's not something we've got time for right now."
Penguin headed straight over to Rabbit, smiling broadly.
"Don't worry, it's fine. B and Peacock have got lots of experience, so we're all in safe hands. They know what they're doing. It's all going to be fine. We'll all get along famously. Look, here comes the governor now. He'll tell you."
The governor walked into the room and introduced himself. He knew a little bit about the background and personalities of the four delegates already. He told them, "You each bring different skills and experience to the table, and that includes you, Rabbit. You are new to this role, but you have a passion for the organisation you've chosen to serve. But don't underestimate the qualities you have and the experience you've had working with charities and student bodies in the past. The journey to becoming an effective board member never ends, as there's always something new to learn. New information or a new perspective."